honourable members. Welcome to today's meeting. Colleagues, we will primarily have two issues to deal with today. The one is Burr and then the program for this last session or this last term of Parliament towards the end of the year. We have received four apologies from Honourable Nivo Druhan, Honourable Jacobus, Honourable Mokhalapa, and Honourable General Holomisa. We have received a verbal apology from the Honourable Skosana. What we will be doing is we will start with Burr, the budget review and the recommendation report, which we will hopefully adopt today and submit by, is it tomorrow or Friday? Friday is the deadline, but I mean, when will we physically submit? Tomorrow. Okay. Which we will then hopefully submit tomorrow. The deadline is Friday. So it has left us a narrow window of opportunity, to deal with coming from the last recess into this new and last term of Parliament. Having said that, honourable members, I will ask Dinewo to just lift some salient points on the report. Just leave the critical areas as a precursor to further engagement. Thank you, Dinewo.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, honourable members. The process started last year, as honourable members will remember, that we had our first report last year. So basically it's just a review of activities that the department we are overseeing has been doing over the past financial year, and also to see whether their objectives have been met in accordance with what they had stated in the strategic plan, and also whether their operational plan, which is their measurable objectives, have been met. Then for the past year, their operational plan was basically on pursuing African development and enhanced integration within Africa and the region specifically. So with regard to that, what the department embarked on has been a visible approach by the presidency towards economic diplomacy, which the presidency has been very active in pursuing this matter of economic diplomacy within SADC and also beyond the region. Coupled with the program of economic diplomacy has been the issue of mediation, which prominently has been witnessed. South Africa has been asked to join or to champion several mediation processes within the continent and the region. Libya recently, and ongoing Zimbabwe and Madagascar. these are some of the achievements which can be attributed to the department under their operational plan for this year. Then the other thing of importance is under the African agenda, there seems to be some action towards developing a mechanism for South Africa's development assistance, which is SADPA. The committee was briefed on a draft paper which was proposing what the structure would be, much as the committee didn't dwell in depth into that, but awaiting its formal presentation into Parliament. But there is that move towards having a body like SADPA. On peace and security, I don't know whether I should go line by line, or I'm just trying to highlight. Okay.
Just highlight the most critical. Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm on page 9. On page 9, basically, peace and security component, what the department has been involved in is the operationalization of the security architectures within the AU and SADC. As the committee will remember, the SADC Early Warning Center was launched last year, towards the end of the year, whereas under the AU, the African Standby Force is in the, I mean, the standby forces from the regions have been established, but they are yet to be consolidated into the AU structures. But such structures already exist in the regions. And then there's that mediation component which I mentioned, which is in Zimbabwe. We have seen it in Zimbabwe and Libya, and also earlier in the Sudan and the Great Lakes, the ones which are continuing the Great Lakes. With regard to relations, bilateral relations, the department's footprint is visible in almost all countries in Africa. As we have been briefed that actually the intention is to have each and every African country, South Africa represented in each and every African country, in order to, for purposes of, you know, economic cooperation and political solidarity. Then SADC prominently this year has been mentioned for purposes of furthering integration within SADC, and also issues around development and industrialization within the region as the main focus for the department. And South Africa has assumed a seat of chairship of Troika, which is basically dealing with security matters. So that will give it an advantage also in dealing with security issues. And while I'm there, they are also part of the AU Peace and Security Council. And also, as the committee will recall, South Africa is in the UN for the second tenure in the UN Security Council. So these positions will has accorded South Africa an opportunity to actually coordinate maintenance of peace and security in the three areas, being the UN, AU, and SADC. The North-South relations, basically the activity there has been under South Africa-EU cooperation and trade agreements with America. with South-South, I think I jumped South-South. There's a lot happening under South-South, which, as we will recall, it's the issue of IBSA. It's on page 9 still. It's the issue of IBSA, the issue of BRICS, which came in towards the end of last financial year, where South Africa joined BRIC formation, and it's proving to be the strongest forum in the South for now. Then, under global systems of governance, it's the issue of participation in there, and also the issues of the G8 summit and meetings where they are, the department has been participating, and in almost all the multifora meetings which are held, they've been able to participate. So the committee has made suggestions in that regard, that the participation of the department should be to influence outcomes of these meetings. Then political and economic relations, of course, there's been a lot of activity. And also the main issue here, which has been outstanding, is the coordinating mechanism for both, which will encompass both national, provincial and local spheres of government for conduct of international work. And this mechanism was created. It's just that there seems to be some teething problems with its implementation. Then the budget, as we were briefed about, for the last financial year is as it appears there, and towards the end of the financial year, they had spent about 90. By the end, they had spent about 93.4% of the budget, and basically, under Program 1, which is administration, the main expenditure was on capital projects, which are in Washington, London, and Nigeria, much as there was some slow spending in these areas, but they managed to start off with this project, and they have already completed projects in Maseru and Ireland. So this basically, this is the breakdown of funds, which I think I won't go into in detail, and then go to straight into page 14. Page 14 is some of the highlights or some of the achievements which the department briefed the committee on per program. So under administration, I think something which was noteworthy was the consular services which were rendered to South Africans affected in disaster incidents which were reported. Moscow, Egypt, Libya, where people had to be evacuated. And then also ROSA, they were able to register about 3,000 people, which I think the committee made a comment to the effect that there is need to popularize ROSA still, because that number, it's good, it's growing, but they need to do more towards making sure that people are aware of ROSA. And then since the committee had made a recommendation on training of personnel on economic diplomacy, some 210 people were trained nationally, and also there is a draft white paper on foreign policy which I think will still be tabled in Parliament for consideration by for processing by the committee. So under administration, the main challenge is the Auditor General's report, which is unqualified, but it has findings, emphasis of matter, which relates basically to non-compliance to set regulation, rules and regulations, especially procurement, and also to the fact that the strategic objectives of the department, some of them are not smart. They are not specific, not time bound, and they are not measurable. So there is this concern from the AG's report. And the issue also of this cash system, which the department still has to use in certain missions in Africa, seems to be causing some cash related problems with some accounting problems, because the officers have to carry cash, have to use cash, so reconciliation of their statements at the end of the month is usually not on, either not on time, or there seem to be some discrepancies. And but as the committee will recall, these are the missions where banks don't really deal with foreign currency, so you have to carry the local currency and cash. Then there was the issue of the locally recruited personnel, which normally in missions, what happens is for receptionists, drivers, messengers, typists, translators, normally embassies would hire local people. But local as in, even if you are a Ghanaian in London, if you have a permanent residence, then you will be hired as a local. So this system has excluded South Africans totally, because they were supposed to look for people who are local. So the committee raised the concern there to say some of these practices, or if it's a policy, but mainly maybe it's just a practice, should be reviewed so that South Africans can be given also equal opportunity. The African Renaissance Fund seems to also still be having some problems, where the AG has raised the issue of management of this entity, and also physical verification. Actually, this is a challenge to the committee to actually do some physical verification of the projects which have been funded by the ERF. Under international relations and cooperation, which is the main program in the department, there's a lot. I'll just highlight the fact that the mediation efforts seem to have been highlighted, and they prominently position themselves at the front of this forefront in this program. And also the fact that South Africa joined BRIC, and South Africa also submitted its African Peer Review Mechanism report last year. And also Deputy President Mutante went to Turkey, and South Africa sees Turkey now as a key and strategic partner within the EU, as we are aware that there are some challenges in the EU regarding the economic meltdown. Some countries are really suffering there. Then there is the issue of representation by South Africans into these international organizations, which is reported to be of still insignificant, especially within the AU, and SADC. And to that effect, the department has actually mooted the thought of maybe discussing with other departments to agree on which organizations are strategic so that South Africans can be recruited to work in these organizations. Then there's this idea of fielding Honorable Nkosazana Zuma to AU when the seat, the position of the chairperson of the commission becomes vacant towards the end of the year. Then the issue of the new kid in the block was the Gulf States, which the department for the first time made inroads into, but they said they met with some challenges which the committee recommended that should be addressed in relation to the cultural dynamics within the Gulf States, which shouldn't be an impediment for future investment cooperation with the Gulf States. Then the issue of Palestine, which remains unsolved, it's also still on the cards. And then then we move to public diplomacy. Public diplomacy, there seems to be some movement in the department with regard to this program. And the unit has been elevated to a branch, and about five director positions were filled, and the majority being women. And there has been some activity. The recent prominent activity was the campaign for the Somali famine and drought situation, where the department partnered with local NGOs and the SABC, and $8 million was raised. The challenge which the committee still is dealing with in that in the public diplomacy program is the fact that South Africa being in the UN Security Council, a lot is still being said, and our foreign policy is put on the spotlight, and they still need to do more with regard to communication of positions that South Africa takes, and also thorough consultation on issues of national interest and prompt reporting by the department. But otherwise, the World Cup 2010 went very well, and the department was able to assist with protocol services. Now, on the State of the Nation address of last year, the main issue was on NEPAD and mediation efforts, and also on alignment of foreign policy to domestic issues. So accordingly, the strategic plan of the department thereafter seemed to have been aligned to this directives which came from the president. Then or the Auditor General's report, as we had already mentioned, had mentioned a number of areas where they were concerned with non-compliance. And basically, these 11 concerns are regarded as important by the committee. It's the issue of irregular expenditure of 26,000, and also the other concern by the AG was incompleteness and inaccuracies in financial statements which were submitted for audit. And the fact that the objectives were not smart, and also some of the issues which were not reported to executive authority as required, things like the end result of a case, a disciplinary case which was held against one of the officials, that was not reported as expected. And then also some of the employees performed remunerative work outside their employment without permission. And awards were made to suppliers who did not submit declaration of past supply and chain practices, such as fraud. You know, that declaration to say they have never been involved in fraud and senior managers. Not all of them had their performance contract signed, and not all of them had their assessments done, but they were paid for performance. And then there were some employees who were acting in higher vacant posts for an interrupted period exceeding 12 months, because the law requires that if you act for beyond 12 months, you should be appointed. But this way, they were acting indefinitely. And some were acting in senior management positions for more than six months, contrary to regulations. And then the management also did not report outcome of disciplinary proceedings related to financial misconduct, and they also did not. They most of the financial statements or most of this non-compliance issues seemed to have passed through the hands of management without them noticing. So the recommendation by the AG is that they need to regularly review their checks and balances to see if there are any loopholes, so that the next time there wouldn't be any non-detection of either misstatements or some of the regulations which are supposed to be. And the committee was of the view that these issues should be taken on a serious light, and this is the first time actually the department gets such a qualification, emphasis of matter, and they should be addressed as soon as possible and report back to the committee. Then the report of the AG on the African Renaissance Fund was such that similar non-compliance was noted, and there was no reporting on progress made in achieving measurable objectives, and also the other concern was they should be planning something like a strategic plan for the fund, so that projections are known well in advance what the fund will be utilized for. But I think the response which the committee got from the department was that is not possible, because they never know before time what assistance they will need to extend to who. But then I think the committee was a bit concerned on how will SAPA be run then without a strategy or without a plan of its work. and observations are basically what we have just spoken about. It's just points which the committee picked up from the work of the department, even during the year. So basically, Chair, that one is still the same information of what I have just said. And the conclusion is that the overall performance of the department has been satisfactory, save for the report of the AG. And so far, their commitment and their activities and fulfillment of their mandate has been contributing towards improving lives of South Africans, towards a stable and secure continent, and creating a better world for all. And the committee is satisfied that the department has utilized its budget in accordance with its plans in the strategic plan, and there are noticeable achievements. And South Africa is being regarded highly in multilateral forums because of the facilitation and mediation skills. And the committee would like to, you know, the unqualified audit report with emphasis on matter should not actually mar the good work that the department has done, but it gives them room for improvement, and also they take this as work in progress and hope that, and actually recommend that the department do the necessary adjustments. And then under the recommendations, it's basically what the committee is recommending to the department to comply with, and this will relate to the African Renaissance Fund. Maybe it's about time that the department conduct a review of their involvement in the continent, just to draw lessons from what they have been doing, to say this is what they did under the ARF and what the results were and what lessons can be learned, so that when SATPA comes into being, at least they would have an idea of, you know, the processes that were carried before SATPA. And then NEPAD programs need also to get funding, as there is a shortage of funding for NEPAD. So there were some international commitments made by several organizations. So the department is being reminded to actually approach those organizations and try and find out if they can continue and they could fund NEPAD programs. And then the issue of physical verification of all assets in the missions and here at home, and also the regular updating of the asset register, as this has been raised as concerns. Then from what the AG said, it looks like maybe there will be a need for a refresher workshop for middle and senior management on creation of smart objectives and targets, and then also a workshop on supply chain management, asset management, and property management. And then that issue of performance assessments, which were not done because some didn't have the performance contracts, but payments were done. This needs to be addressed. And then ROSA be popularized. Language training. The department, through the Diplomacy Academy, is running language courses, but it looks like they still spend a lot of money on external consultants who they engage for purposes of translation of documents and communication with foreign missions. They use them as a medium between them and foreign missions. So there is the issue of security of information there, and there's also expenses which, you know, internal local personnel could be engaged in order for them to reduce spending on these consultancies. Then the issue of locally recruited personnel also. If it's a policy or practice, it should be revisited so that South Africans are also given equal opportunity. Then there is the issue of mediation, to say it should be really flat and also followed up by the department so that it can be used as a tool for soft power purposes. And then the issue of hiccups within the UN Security Council relating to the African group in the Security Council, which it has been reported that they are not always agreeing they don't always have a common position. So there's work which needs to be done by DECO to ensure that they have this African countries on board, so that they're able to have common positions in the issues that are being discussed, which are of African interest. And then this coordination mechanism for identifying strategic organizations should also be followed up, so that the departments can agree on which organizations South Africans should be assisted to apply for. And there must be feedback from the Auditor General's report as soon as possible. So all this the department will have to do and report back to the committee within 3 months from publication of this report. I thank you, Chair.
No, thank you so much, Neo. Honorable members, this is a cursory look at the report and the proposed recommendations. This obviously emanates from the annual report that the department presented to us last week. Can the committee engage with it? Questions, clarity, comments? Honorable Dudley.
I have just read it just before Danae read it, so it appears to be quite close to what we've discussed on the issues that came up. So for me, it's appearing to be fine. Thank you.
The honorable member is honorable.
I think I concur, Chair, that there's nothing very strange to us here. It's a thing that we discussed and we encountered. So I think that the report is fine.
Okay. There's another honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Just a question. One of the requirements of the BRR is concurrence with the... what's the name of the committee? SCOPA. Did I miss it? Or is there anything on...
Yes, Honourable. It's on... It's page 18, number 6. We don't... For the past year, from 2010-11, we do not have any report from SCOPA.
Last year.
Next year there will be something from SCOPA, definitely.
Okay, so all right, now that's fine. I mean, we can't help for that. We know that the Skilpa chair suspended and whatever.
Until further notice.
Until further notice, so that's probably the other problem. No, Chair, other than that, I think then it's okay. I think we must commend the your support staff. For doing very well in this regard.
The wording report not available for the reporting year, is that okay? That we just find a report's not available, is that... Should there not be some explanation or...
I think maybe this is the standard which they used in the... But I get what the Honourable Member is saying. I think we should say it's not... We do not have... There is no report from SCOPA for 2010-2011. Today they are considering... Today they are considering some of the reports, but... Ours will be coming next year because they will be reporting on 2011-2012. So I'll change the wording then.
Okay.
We have not received any.
But it's the standard thing.
That's the standard that is used.
Okay. And it's meant, I mean, it's understood by everybody else what it means. Okay. It's been acceptable in the past, at least last year. When we did the first...
Because we didn't have last year, then it was like that.
Okay. All right. No, it's... okay. No, it's fine. Honorable members, in the absence of any... I will not move now for adoption. Let's go to the... to the program, and at the end of it we deal with both. Okay, thank you, honorables. Shall we proceed to the program? Honorable members, you will recall that most of the issues have been lifted from our business plan. Basically, except for the Palestinian issue, which was thrust upon us by conditions. But as for the rest, we have engaged on them. Perhaps the other new one, in a way, not really new, is the briefing on COP17. Now, we know that as a committee, we have a responsibility with regard to oversight over the department in terms of preparations for COP17, as it is the lead department in terms of presiding over the conference and the preparations. And of course, also it's a facilitator in terms of the envisaged or the agreements that we hope will emanate from COP. So I thought it's important that before the House rises, that we have a final briefing by the department on our country's readiness for the Conference of Parties. And then we, coming from our last meeting, we have the outstanding briefing. We've agreed that we need a briefing from both the ambassadors from Israel and Palestine. So we hope that they have indicated, we are hoping that we'd have them this week. But of course then Brr is on the table. So they have, at least the Palestinians have confirmed now. The Israeli ambassador have initially confirmed that they will be available.
so we're just waiting for final confirmation from them about their availability for next week. Okay. So once we've done that, we thought perhaps it's important, honorable members, we've heard some organizations of civil society commenting on this issue. We might perhaps want also to have a broader engagement with other people, other players, you know, and have some form of either we could have it as a public hearing or we could have it as a symposium where we solicit the views of broader society on this particular matter. And then we had agreed lastly that we will give priority to the workshop regarding regional integration. Remember, it's been postponed in the past because of availability issues of SADC, the SADC people. We are trying to ensure that by then they will be available. Yeah, so otherwise, those are, and then of course also the delivery outcome agreement. We hope that we are in the process of also securing the, or at least checking out the availability of the minister to give us a briefing on her agreement with the president. And yeah, honorable members, those are the proposals in terms of the program. Your engagement, honorable Suleiman.
Thank you, honorable chair. I've noticed that the time from the 29th to the 9th of December is now oversight. Started to thousands, but we got nothing in there. I would like to propose that we put in something and we apply for it. We know that the Palestine Israel is very high on the political agenda. Can we maybe put that in and apply for an oversight budget to that region?
That's a good one, Honorable Suleiman, because we still have that battle. We still have that battle with regard to securing the ability, at the least, for us to go on oversight. We are in the battle. In fact, perhaps let me just, for that purpose, inform the members that we are in the process of going to the speaker. Right, to engage the speaker on this matter. We haven't received joy from the House Chair, so we will be escalating the matter to the speaker and also perhaps engage the other House Chair on it. So that's a battle. We could let's say, Honorable Suleiman, we will engage on an oversight issue once we know that, because it's one thing to just send in an application, you see, but we know it's going to be blocked in front. So let's get that battle. So let's finalize that thing with the speaker and hear what the speaker says, because what he will say will be final, and then use that as a. So can I request that we leave that open for now, so that we give ourselves the space to fill it in once we are able to do so. Okay, Honorable Mubu.
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of questions.
Okay.
On the symposium on Palestine, who's going to present that one? Second, under the regional integration workshop, who presents that? On the COP17, is the committee going to be represented at this or not? And on the workshop of framework for consideration of treaties, isn't this a repeat? Because I recall, I think we did this before. In fact, I think twice, as far as I know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mubu. Quickly, now, the idea here, Honorable Mubu, with your first question with regard to the symposium, is that you have people from both sides of the issue, you know, present on their particular view and have, you know, inputs from a broader section of society making their inputs. So you could, I mean, we haven't spoken, obviously we will have to come back to the committee with regard to the structure and, you know, and who will do what. But the point is that fundamental, the principle should be we hear from both sides of this, you know. They have a basic presentation that they make, and then you have from all these other individuals and, you know, all kinds of civil society, whichever side they support or whatever, how they make them make their inputs. I guess that's the general idea.
How are we going to put it out there so that civil society can respond? What are we going to use in order to get people to be aware of it and know that they must put forward their proposal?
Okay. I'd like to say something. No, obviously, Honourable, we'll use the media. We'll use. We have, I'm sure there are lists of all organisations that we. Isn't it? We have organizations that Parliament links with on a variety of issues. So we could use them. In fact, if there are members that have, you know, their own or some organizations that they know of, because there's always the danger that you'll exclude some people, that you make us aware of those people so that we put them on a list and invite them. But surely we will make it public in the sense that we'll have, whether it's a media, what is that called? Adverts, you know, we have public adverts going out. Yes. Okay. And then the last one, Honorable Mubu, on regional integration. Remember when we spoke about it, we agreed that we wanted SADC to make that presentation to us. You remember? So that's what we still seek to do, to get them to make that, but also to get the department. Also to get the department to make an input. And then the workshop, it's not necessarily a repeat. Remember, we had a briefing about how it currently functions and so on and so on. But what we seek to do with the workshop is to actually come up with a workable framework for the consideration of treaties that hopefully will be adopted by Parliament as the framework for considering treaties within Parliament. So the workshop really is looking not only to the briefing as we had it, but also in terms of the outcome, so that we have a proposed framework according to which treaties are being dealt with within Parliament. What about COP17? Oh, the delegation. Honorable Mubu, as far as I know, now that's from my personal, I haven't received any communication, but as far as I know, Parliament will be sending a delegation on behalf of Parliament. So the Speaker will be the Speaker will be determining who, I'm sure if the department could make some, you know, seats, they want to make some seats available for the committee specifically, we may hear whether it's possible for them to do so. We can hear that. I mean, there's no harm in trying. Eh? Yeah. Okay, honourable members. Yebo.
Can I just inquire from you on the COP17 thing? Would there be any need, or let me put it like this, wouldn't it be advisable for the committee, I don't know, in conjunction probably with the other committees or on our own, to establish the readiness of South Africa by going to Durban and seeing for ourselves? Because this thing is a huge thing. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if Parliament has done anything to that extent. And if not, there's nothing wrong with this committee to lead it. If we agree, then somehow it needs to be considered on this program.
Okay, there's a proposal. Am I interrupting? Are you finished?
No.
Okay. Okay. So we merge. So basically, we merge the two, the briefing in terms of the briefing, and then you have a oversight briefing. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Honorable September.
Honorable Chair, I would like to propose that we accept this draft regional plan.
Okay. Honorable members, okay, let's then take it in order, in the order, in the absence of any other contributions. Let's go back to the BRRR, the Budget Review and Recommendation Report. Shall I request or ask you a proposal for adoption? Honorable Mahau proposes, moves for adoption. Honorable Mubu seconds. It's adopted, honorable members. No objections. Agreed to. honorable members, let's then go to the draft operational plan, a proposal for adoption.
Okay.
With the yes, honorable Dudley, honorable Mubu, no, wait, honorable Dudley proposes and honorable Suleiman adopts.
Sorry, already proposed.
Oh, you already proposed. Okay, honorable Dudley seconds. Welcome, honorable member, and thank you very much. This committee is forever indebted to you. In fact, wherever they see you, honorable member, they must bow down in gratitude. honorable members, thank you so much. What we will do, because you will understand, we've for a couple of times now we've been struggling to get our minutes adopted, precisely because of this quorum thing. It's becoming a serious challenge to the committee. Now we have about 5 or so outstanding minutes. Of course, we were also sabotaged by the last 2-3 weeks of before we rose. You remember there was this Bloemfontein thing, and then the meeting could also not take place the other week because some members had been out on not oversight, but doing preparations for the parliamentary, for the People's Assembly. And so there have been this year on and off. So I did not want to add the burden today to add the minutes. So we will certainly do that next week, just before we get to the other business. Just get that out of the way and finalize them and get to the business of the day. Honorable members, I, on behalf of your good selves, thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.